We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
From Learfield, this is Big 12 This Week.
To do it on a Saturday is the next step. Full confidence that he's going to do that.
The only official Big 12 radio show on the Big 12 Sports Network.
I like the presence, quite honestly, of both quarterbacks. Both guys, in their own way, lead.
Big 12 This Week is brought to you by On Location, your go-to source for official ticket and hospitality packages for the Dr. Pepper Big 12 Football Championship, Academy Sports and Outdoors, the official sporting goods and outdoor retailer of the Big 12 Conference. Phillips 66, live to the full. Also by Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Live from the Learfield Network Studios, here's your host, Bill Pollack.
All right, we're back to a full slate of Big 12 Conference games. Baylor will host Texas, an 11 a.m. kick on ABC. That's our can't-miss game of the week, presented by Tickets for Less. And we'll talk with JJ from the Baylor Radio Network, who will be on that call with John Morris. We'll break down that game and really a surprising start, in my mind, for the Baylor Bears, now 6-1. West Virginia hosts Iowa State. That will be on Big 12 Now on ESPN+, 1 p.m. Central kick. Texas Tech visits Oklahoma. Tough loss for the Red Raiders. Now they have to take on the Sooners, who nearly letting one slip away at Kansas. I expect them to have a much better effort. 2:30 from Norman, that game on ABC. TCU takes on K-State. That's also a 2:30 start. You'll be able to catch that on ESPNU. And we're going to talk in just a couple of minutes with Stan Weber, who is the radio analyst for the Wildcats. He'll talk about how they came back, really remarkable, how they came back after a horrible first half. So he'll be on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline. And then 6 o'clock, Oklahoma State hosting Kansas from Stillwater, that game on FS1. And it's time now for our Making It Look Natural segment, presented by Natural Light Seltzer, the official hard seltzer of the Big 12, Catalina Lime Mixer. Aloha Beaches, House Rules, Zest I Ever Had. Big 12 meet Natty Light Seltzer, your new game day necessity. And this is great. We go to that Kansas and Oklahoma game, picking up the honors for newcomer of the week is Devin Neal. A great game, rushed for 100 yards and 2 touchdowns to become just the 4th true freshman nationally to compile those numbers against the Sooners since 2000. 100 yards and two touchdowns, just the fourth true freshman in the last 21 years to do that against the Sooners. That is making it look natural. And we bring in Brian Haney, the voice of the Kansas Jayhawks. And this is great. I got to play this first one for you because all the power went out in Lawrence. And so Brian had to go old school and had to call part of that football game until they got the power restored off of his phone. I mean, that is typical, like high school, small, middle America high school doing a game off of a cell phone. So we'll break this up into, I want you to hear this call first. This is outstanding old school football call here.
Again, the power is out here at the stadium. The scoreboard is off, and so is the OU defense. Here's Devin Neal to the goal line. Is he in? Yes! Touchdown, Kansas! And the Jayhawks strike first, marching 80 yards down the field. It's Kansas 6 and Oklahoma nothing.
I mean, does that not scream high school? Great job by Brian Haney. I mean, making talk about making it look natural. All right, so let's get to a couple more calls here from Devin Neal. Making it look natural, presented by Natural Light Seltzer.
The give is to Neal. He's in the open field. Devin Neal to midfield. 45-40, 35-30, all the way down to the 25-yard line. Devin Neal, like a dart, takes it to the 24 of OU. If you want a monumental, historic upset, you got to go. Here's Jason Bean from the one. Turns, gives, and Devin Neal is in.
Boom.
He's across the goal line and through. Touchdown, Kansas. The Jayhawks march 10 plays, 75 yards, and go up 9 on number 2 Oklahoma.
Yeah, that sounded good, Brian Haney. Devin Neal, making it look natural. Presented by Natural Light Seltzer, the official hard seltzer of the Big 12. Stan Weber from the K-State Wildcat Radio Network joins us next on Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of the great outdoors. And that's why we make it easier than ever for you to gear up and have fun out there. Order at academy.com and get free shipping or free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Plus, get free assembly on most bikes and grills for all the ways you love to play. Make shopping easy with Academy Sports and Outdoors. Free assembly applies to in-store purchases only. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here.
A new combo that's music to my ears, okay.
Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said? I'm a speed bump. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, the cost to reattach your muffler could really be a bump in the road. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. Visit ticketsforless.com today and find the best seats at the best prices for all of your favorite Big 12 teams and matchups, including the Big 12 Football Championship in Dallas. Tickets for Less has you covered with tickets to all of your favorite teams' games this season at all of the top venues. At Tickets for Less, you'll never pay taxes or service fees. The price you see is the price you pay. Shop now at ticketsforless.com.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here.
A new combo that's music to my ears, okay. Let's play.
Cream soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and cream soda.
A delicious duet.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of fun and adventure, and we're making it easier than ever to gear up with all your favorite brands. Get to the fun faster when you order at academy.com and get free curbside pickup or buy online and pick up in-store at your nearest Academy. At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we're working hard so you can get what you need to have fun out there. Shop now.
Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Arlington. On Location is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, On Location is your go-to source for your official game day experience. Visit onlocationexp.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. onlocationexp.com/Big12Football.
It's a new season. Get ready for more men's and women's college sports excellence. Trophies will be awarded in June to schools who take the top spot in the 2021-22 Learfield Directors Cup. The premier award recognizes one winning institution in all competitive divisions. Follow your favorite team's progress as seasonal standings are announced at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at directorscup.org. The crowning achievement in college athletics.
We're back on Big 12 this week. You can listen to the show on TuneIn under College Sports Now. Joining us on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline, Stan Weber, former quarterback and radio analyst for Wildcats football on the K-State Radio Network. Stan, nice to have you back on.
Well, thanks for having me, Bill.
Always great to have you here. K-State snaps an 8-game losing streak in the Big 12, their longest ever in conference play. And listen, they just stayed steady. And they stayed the course, and they came back from an early 14-0 deficit to win against Texas Tech. What did you see? How did it play out?
Well, it played out as unusually as you could ever imagine, as damaging to the start as you could possibly see if you're a K-State fan. Because before K-State snapped the football with Skylar Thompson in the offense, no offensive snaps before the score was 14-0. And it didn't just happen with Texas Tech going down and scoring. In their first drive, they did it in two plays. So they had a 30-yard play and then a 45-yard play. So it was more dramatic than it's 7-0. If I had told you it was a 15-play drive and took 7 minutes, you go, yeah, I got it. It's college football. But when I tell you it's 30 and 45 yards and it's a touchdown and the home team celebrating and it's 7-0, you're in shock already. After K-State gave up a 75-yard run on the first play of the Iowa State game. So now you're talking about two games in a row where there's just explosiveness from the opponent, and you're behind 7-0. K-State's feature unit, probably as much as anything else, is their kickoff return unit. And what did they do? Fumble the ball on the kickoff. So now Texas Tech has a short field and has the football. They score again. It's 14-0. K-State goes 3-and-out. Skylar Thompson gets stepped on while he's going back to hand off the football. It tweaks not only his foot, but his knee that is – he's battling back from with injury, and he loses 6 yards on the play. So third down, you don't make it, and you're punting again, and you have the best punt return of the year against K-State's punt unit, who's been very, very good. And now Texas Tech has the ball in K-State territory, starting their third possession up 14-0. You couldn't draw a worse scenario. And then you add on that K-State continued to defeat themselves with 12 penalties throughout the day. Many of them unforced errors, things that you know they did themselves. And suddenly you go, how could you possibly come back and win? But the defense shut out an opponent for the second time this year on the road in the second half. Oklahoma State didn't score in the second half, and neither did Texas Tech. The defense came around, and then Skylar Thompson's playing high-level football. He started throwing the ball. K-State got real balance in their offense and just started grinding back, didn't let that affect them. The start was not the finish. Halftime, they're down by 14, and it still wasn't a give-up time. And it just continued to fight and claw. It's K-State's way, and at the end, found a way to win the game. So good defense in the second half, good offense all game long, and cutting out mistakes from the beginning somewhat allowed K-State to find a way to win by one, 25-24.
And how do you, what do you point to when you look at a team? Because, listen, most teams in college that get off to that bad of a start, they just don't recover. So what do you point to in terms of going into the locker room at halftime and then coming out and being able to execute? Is that all on the players? Is that the coaches finding a way to fire them up? Maybe a little mix of both?
Well, it's always a mix of both, because in college football, you cannot get away from the coaching ever when you look at the results. It's not a player's game like the NFL. You can say, well, that, you know, I have Aaron Rodgers, so we're going to be fine. You know, that doesn't work. The coaches set the tone in everything in a college football program. So obviously the coaching sets the tone for the fact that K-State could do that. But I do think the players deserve a lot of credit. It's kind of the K-State way. A lot of these guys have been around. Skylar Thompson in his sixth year, other players in their fifth year who stayed and used an extra year of eligibility. There's some veteran players out there who know no other way than to continue to fight. It's just the way they start every game and the way they're going to finish. It's the K-State way of doing things. It's been handed down from Bill Snyder to Chris Klieman. Both coaching staffs believe in it, but the players have got to buy in, and they do. They just don't panic, and they continue to fight. And it's very easy for me to understand this. You know, number one, I've done K-State games for the last 35 years. Number two, my son was on the K-State staff for the last 5 years or so. He's now at South Carolina, but I've been around it from his perspective. And then my youngest son is in his fifth year playing for K-State. So, you know, just being around the players, knowing them, knowing their attitude, just somewhat the interactions I may have with them because my son's on a team, there's just no doubt that those guys will never quit. They don't look at the scoreboard and say it's anything other than let's do the best we can on this next play and see where it falls. That's just something that's been pretty incredible. It's been instilled the last 30 years in K-State football players.
Yeah, it was amazing. It was impressive that they didn't quit. They came back and they looked really steady. Stan Weber, a former quarterback radio analyst for Wildcats football on the K-State radio network, is here with us on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline. You talked about Skylar Thompson and just his leadership, and he's been there for so long, and he played at a high level and everything that he's gone through. And you talked about your closeness to the program. Do you talk to him on a personal level at all? And obviously I don't want you to share, you know, intimate details if you do, but what have you gathered from him over the last couple of years and the adversity that he's gone through?
Well, it's a good question. And many people think that if we're around the program some, that we are highly integrated with the players. But I want to start by making a broad statement for all 35 years that I've been broadcasting is I do my job, and I know these young men are living a life of being college students. And so I don't buddy up with them and try to become their friend or mentor or anything else. They got a coaching staff who does that for them. They've got their friends. Their perspective on life is going to be a little bit different than what mine is, and I don't need to make them grow up at any additional pace. So it's very rare that I get to know the players very well. I just keep my distance and let them do their thing and experience life the way they should. But once in a while, especially if the player's a quarterback, you know, you might do interviews with them, get to know them a little bit more. And then as they get around longer and longer, they start understanding that you're not just someone who's on the back of the plane or standing there watching practice, that who you are. And so you could establish friendships. And Colin Klein is a coach at K-State. I was his mentor in a business college and became close to him while he was a college player because of the business college way. But with Skylar, you kind of hit on something. I do know Skylar, and it's kind of funny. I run into him once in a while. Our conversations are pretty short, but there's definitely a connectivity there that he understands that, you know, I'm Landry's dad, probably most importantly, because it's, you know, he's a college kid.
Yeah.
But also he knows that I'm an announcer, been doing it a long time, that I used to be a quarterback, that I know Colin Klein well. So it's pretty easy for us just in a few minute conversation to make it seem like it's longer, like there's some depth, like looking in each other's eyes. And mostly I just try to keep it simple with him, like just keep up the work. And I might do it as publicly as much as privately, interviewing him after the ball game. I was sitting there saying, hey, now you're the quarterback and everyone's excited about winning a game and it's important. It's okay to celebrate that for a little bit, but you're the quarterback. Do you realize it's time to start thinking about TCU right now in the next game and laughing? And that's the kind of thing that you know, I might say to him that I know he has a different level of responsibility. I was a starting quarterback at K-State. And when you're walking around campus, there's one person who's going to get the ball on every play, has to call the plays right and make decisions. And there's a lot of responsibility and pressure with it. And I think that, you know, I oftentimes kind of wink and say, you know, keep up the good work. You're on the right track. It's amazing to see him grow up and be as good as he is. But the thing he's doing right now, past all the maturity level, is he's throwing the ball accurately and on time. And he looks more and more like a guy who could be thought of as a possible NFL candidate. I don't think of college players as saying that we're in the NFL preparation mode. You know, this is in Alabama. Most schools aren't like that. So I look at them as college players and young men growing up. But I tell you what, Skylar Thompson is throwing the ball accurately, on time, all over the field, reading the defenses, moving in the pocket well. And he gives you the hint that, you know what, that looks a little bit like the guys who do it on Sunday.
Stan, that was a great answer, because I think you just gave great insight into fans, into what your job as an analyst for the radio network is all about. That was really perfectly illustrated. That was a great answer. You can subscribe to this podcast and show by going to SoundCloud, Apple Podcast, Spotify, Big12Sports.com, wherever you subscribe, and search Big 12 This Week. Well, I do want to get your opinions a little bit more on K-State, and then look ahead to TCU. So let's take a quick break and come back, and we'll have more with Stan Weber from K-State here on Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. Visit ticketsforless.com today and find the best seats at the best prices for all of your favorite Big 12 teams and matchups, including the Big 12 Football Championship in Dallas. Tickets for Less has you covered with tickets to all of your favorite teams' games this season at all of the top venues. At Tickets for Less, you'll never pay taxes or service fees. The price you see is the price you pay. Shop now at ticketsforless.com.
Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Arlington. On Location is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, On Location is your go-to source for your official game day experience. Visit onlocationexp.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. Onlocationexp.com/Big12Football.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there. Wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of the great outdoors. And that's why we make it easier than ever for you to gear up and have fun out there. Order at academy.com and get free shipping or free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Plus, get free assembly on most bikes and grills for all the ways you love to play. Make shopping easy with Academy Sports and Outdoors. Free assembly applies to in-store purchases only. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
The true teammate takes on every day with a winner's attitude. Gets up when they fall down and leaves it all on the field. There's a group of teammates who do all these things every single day. But they're more than your typical athlete. They're kids dealing with life-altering diagnoses. Team Impact pairs these kids with college athletic teams as part of a two-year program, getting them off the sideline and into the game. The collegiate student-athletes gain a new teammate, a new friend, and a new perspective. For more information, visit teamimpact.org. Team Impact, all in, all together.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and seven trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that eight. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of fun and adventure, and we're making it easier than ever to gear up with all your favorite brands. Get to the fun faster when you order at academy.com and get free curbside pickup, or buy online and pick up in-store at your nearest Academy. At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we're working hard so you can get what you need to have fun out there. Shop now.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here.
A new combo that's music to my ears, okay.
Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. Visit ticketsforless.com today and find the best seats at the best prices for all of your favorite Big 12 teams and matchups, including the Big 12 Football Championship in Dallas. Tickets for Less has you covered with tickets to all of your favorite teams' games this season at all of the top venues. At Tickets for Less, you'll never pay taxes or service fees. The price you see is the price you pay. Shop now at ticketsforless.com.
And we're back on Big 12 this week. Stan Weber, radio analyst for Wildcats football on the K-State Radio Network, joining us on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline. I want to talk about Deuce Vaughn here real quick. He fell short of 100 yards rushing for the fourth straight game, and he played a big part in that win against Texas Tech. But K-State had trouble running against them, and Tech isn't known for their run defense, to put it politely. I mean, they're pretty bad. What's going on? Is it our team's focusing in more on him, or and you need to try to find more creative ways to get Deuce involved? He's still making an impact, but maybe not putting up the numbers that we expected from the outside.
Well, one thing is that they obviously are looking at him with multiple eyes, more than normal. You know, you always have someone assigned to that running back. If it's man-to-man coverage and they pass the football, and in the running game, more people are interested in giving the ball to the best running back, but they're putting even more attention on him and trying to take away his ability to beat them. He's the best weapon K-State has. So obviously there's an emphasis. You've got to turn him into a player that is productive in many different ways, like an NFL back, or, people want to think about a Darren Sproles, who they may remember back as a college player in the early 2000s at K-State. A superstar. He's getting inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame this year. He's one of the highest level all-purpose yards players in NFL history. He's in the top 10. In his ability to run was excellent, but he also caught the ball and did other things. And that's really what K-State needs from Deuce Vaughn. Against Texas Tech, there's obviously some factors. We talked about it in the first segment. K-State didn't snap the ball until they were behind 14-0. So you throw out just all the emphasis of what your game plan was, and you're going to have to adjust it. So K-State wasn't going to try to pound the ball up the middle against Texas Tech and set the tone of the game. They're behind by 14 points. Texas Tech put a lot of emphasis on stopping Deuce Vaughn in the running game, but yet he scored two touchdowns, and they were tough goal line touchdowns, one on fourth down. So his yards don't really tell you how good he was in the running game, because when he needed to make a run, he did. Also, when K-State got the ball in the last couple minutes with Texas Tech having timeouts and trying to get the ball back, K-State got a first down running the football. So Deuce Vaughn was much better in the running game than the stats would say in that game. And then in the passing game, he caught a touchdown pass, was a real threat. He even lines up at wide receiver. So all-purpose yards, yards from scrimmage, those are the kind of things you need to look at with Deuce Vaughn. And he is such a good player. He's so indifferent if he runs or catches the football. He's been taught so well by his dad. His dad has been a longtime college football coach and NFL staff member. He's currently working for the Dallas Cowboys in a capacity to help scout and those kind of things. And he has just taught his son so well. And Deuce has done a great job of understanding that it isn't about stats and yards and awards. It's about doing whatever it takes to win, including blocking, picking up blitzes and all those things. So his play is A+. Any coach who would evaluate the tape would tell you he's not missing on anything. He doesn't need to have 100 yards to be effective. It's just helping K-State win. And in a passing game, he does it just as much as running.
K-State faces TCU this week. We talked about the defense pitching another shutout in the second half, and I think Coach Kleiman said that defensive end Bronson Massey is going to return from injury. But, Stan, they've got a really tough task here in stopping TCU running backs Zach Evans and Kendre Miller. Both are averaging over 7 yards per rush. So what's the key to stopping that two-headed monster?
Wow, it's going to be hard. You know, the key for K-State is everybody being in the right gap. One of the things that they really emphasize is leverage. If you and I, Bill, were responsible for gaps next to each other, if the running back comes and starts to juke us, the velocity K-State would want to have, if I wanted him to be coming into my right shoulder and I wanted him to go under your left shoulder, it is just to make sure if he does juke me and I don't really make the tackle wholeheartedly, just make sure that he still ends up being on my right shoulder, because at least you'll be able to help me out with our leverage point. When we get burned is when I get juked out and you let him go around my left side, and now you're not there to help. You just run into me, and it becomes a long play. So K-State needs to be gap sound. We've seen it be a problem at the start of each of the last two games. Breece Hall, 75 yards, was just a K-State mistake at the line of scrimmage, and they had a free run for a touchdown. We talked about the Texas Tech, two plays, 30 and then 45. And once K-State cleaned those issues up and all got in the right gaps, things went a little bit better. It's still going to be very hard against these guys. So I think what you're going to have to say is you hope that they just don't bust one for 50 yards. You know, they're going to have their 7 yard runs and their 12 yard runs. Maybe you can make them have a couple of 0 yard runs in there, but you just can't put up with an easy run to the end zone and 7 points. You need to make them work for it a little bit, but it's going to be a hard job. I mean, watching TCU's offense, it's very impressive. I played football with Gary Patterson at K-State. He's an old K-State football player. Know him very well. Really good friend of his, 21st year coaching. And I know he loves defense. But the fact is, when you look at his offense, you just start shaking your head and going, man, Zach Evans, Kendre Miller are just two of four running backs they can bring at you. Max Duggan has upped his game now, starting for his third year. He's always been a great runner. So he adds to the running game, but he's passing the ball. And Quentin Johnston, you can throw the ball up to him and he can just out jump people and, you know, do the Randy Moss type stuff and be shown on NFL highlights with the ability to go catch the ball. Darius Davis is just an unbelievable return guy. So they're just so explosive on special teams and offense. You know, somehow you just got to hold your breath and hope it's one of those days where you happen to tackle well and do just enough. Maybe kick field goals, force field goals instead of touchdowns in the red zone. But there's no real great formula, Bill, for stopping this TCU offense. It really has all the weapons you would want and a good offensive line to set the tone.
Yeah, Zach Evans, 648 yards and 5 touchdowns. Kendre Miller, 411 and 6 touchdowns. Stan Weber joining us on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline, the radio analyst for Wildcats football. So looking big picture, you get the game with TCU, and I think the last three games it's been decided by a total of 15 points. So we should have another close one here. But just big picture in terms of the importance for the fan base, if you can get this win against TCU, then you've got Kansas and then West Virginia, a team that's struggling. I mean, here's a chance for K-State, despite just finally snapping an 8-game losing streak, where they can host Baylor on November 20th and be at 4-3 in conference play. How big would that be for this fan base?
Oh, it'd be giant. Because K-State, with the way the schedule's unfolded, had a really tough road in their first three games at Oklahoma State, then Oklahoma and Iowa State at home. And let's emphasize those home games. K-State fans are used to having success and helping the team win games at home. And you know, it's just an enjoyable Saturday on campus when your football team wins, and the tailgating and the effort the fans put in at the game is really, really good work. They need to be rewarded. And if we just follow what I said, they lost to Oklahoma at home. K-State lost to Iowa State at home. So here you're looking at a third home game in a row in conference play. And if you happen to lose a close game against TCU, from a objective standpoint or someone who doesn't care about these two squads, you go, hey, that's a heck of a game to watch. It was close. And those two teams will move on. But it's much more emotional than that for K-State. Like beating the Texas Tech was so important to end an 8-game losing streak that went back to losing the last 5 of last year. Much of this has been schedule driven, the sequencing of the games, but still your emotions don't care about that sequencing. K-State needed a win over Texas Tech and they got it. The football team, the K-State Nation, now they need to win a home game. because if you don't win at home against TCU, you're in a very unusual situation going, what the heck? You know, three home games and we haven't won. And then it's going to be another couple of weeks till you have someone at home. So, yeah, it's a giant game from an emotional standpoint. And the opportunity, like you mentioned, on the upside for some momentum is really there, because this K-State football team, like many teams in this conference, have no reason to believe that they shouldn't be in the upper half. But yet, it's just a little dinky difference to losing a couple of close games, and you could be in the bottom half or near the bottom of the 10 teams in the Big 12 conference. So K-State has a real opportunity to, if they win two in a row, get to play the rival KU next and see how that goes. You could create momentum and show how good you are, or you can be going home going, I can't believe we can't win at home, which is very unusual. So the emotional pendulum is right there to swing in a very wild way this Saturday.
Stan Weber, radio analyst on the K-State Radio Network. Great stuff as always. It's always a pleasure to have you on. Thanks for being with us.
Okay, thanks for having me, Bill.
Yep. More coming up. Stick around. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
It's a new season. Get ready for more men's and women's college sports excellence. Trophies will be awarded in June to schools who take the top spot in the 2021-22 Learfield Director's Cup. The premier award recognizes one winning institution in all competitive divisions. Follow your favorite team's progress as seasonal standings are announced at L Director's Cup on Twitter and online at directorscup.org. The crowning achievement in college athletics.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here.
A new combo that's music to my ears, okay.
Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time.
Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there, wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Arlington. On Location is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, On Location is your go-to source for your official game day experience. Visit onlocationexp.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. onlocationexp.com/Big12Football.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a broken traffic light. Stop and go is the name of my game. It's easy. You go, they go. What was it? They go, you go? And if you have the wrong car insurance, these repair costs could stop you in your tracks. So get Allstate's new low auto rate and be better protected from mayhem like me.
Not available in every state based on coverage and limits selected. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Bar and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of the great outdoors. And that's why we make it easier than ever for you to gear up and have fun out there. Order at academy.com and get free shipping or free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Plus, get free assembly on most bikes and grills for all the ways you love to play. Make shopping easy with Academy Sports and Outdoors. Free assembly applies to in-store purchases only. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. Visit ticketsforless.com today and find the best seats at the best prices for all of your favorite Big 12 teams and matchups, including the Big 12 Football Championship in Dallas. Tickets for Less has you covered with tickets to all of your favorite teams' games this season at all of the top venues. At Tickets for Less, you'll never pay taxes or service fees. The price you see is the price you pay. Shop now at ticketsforless.com.
We're here on Big 12 This Week, and you can hear the show on Sirius XM Channel 375. We air Thursday evening, 6 Eastern, on Channel 375. Joining me now, JJ, who teams up with John Morris on the Baylor Bears radio calls on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline. I've been a little bit surprised by the Bears. JJ, welcome.
Hey, it's good to be here, Bill. I appreciate you having me.
So, Baylor, a couple Saturdays ago, beats future Big 12 opponent BYU 38-24 on homecoming to get the 6-1. Great way to head into that bye week. What did you see in that game from the Bears?
You know, it was a fantastic performance. Probably all around the best game, Bill, that we've played. BYU came in. I thought, you know, they were coming off the Boise State loss. So, you knew they'd be very focused. They'd be have a heightened level of intensity. But early on, Baylor really did what they needed to do. They took the BYU running game away, and Algier really struggled. But they finally got their big receivers going. But I think, you know, really early on when the tone was set by stopping BYU's running game and making them one-dimensional, that really helped our defense, even though they had several big chunk plays. And then offensively, Bill, the offense is just really finding its groove. A new coordinator with the new offensive line coach, new staff, and they've progressively gotten better each week, led by that run game. So it's been really special to watch.
Yeah, and in that BYU game, offensive coordinator Jeff Grimes, team that he coached for 3 years, he had to, I don't want to say pull out some tricks, but he had a secret weapon there with linebacker Dylan Doyle.
He did. And, you know, it's interesting, Bill, because Dylan Doyle, very intelligent player, which is you got to be intelligent to be able to, hey, know what I need to do. But they have a package where he comes in on goal line or short yardage, and he typically blocks. And it's smart. I mean, Coach Grimes is smart because when you have a player like Dylan Doyle, who probably played high school tight end or fullback, to put in that little changeup. And BYU, the defensive coordinator, of course, knows all of his tendencies for the most part, right? So, you know, he breaks tendencies by throwing the ball, and he did that all afternoon long. And I think, you know, they knew they had to change some stuff. They did a great job, executed a plan well, and beat a really good BYU team.
JJ, and I'll be honest, we're joined here on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline talking Baylor football. You know, I defended Dave Aranda and cut him a lot of slack for what he had to deal with in his first year as a head coach. And I talked with your partner, John Morris. I think he said it best that last season was more like year zero for Aranda, to steal the term week zero, week O at the beginning of the season. I mean, it's like hitting the reset button. I guess I just didn't expect them to be 3-1 in the conference and 6-1 overall. What are you seeing from the team this season that maybe isn't a surprise to you?
I'd be in John's camp, I think. Maybe yours, Bill. I'm surprised that we've progressed, you know, how quickly we've gotten better, especially on offense. Because when you start over on offense, the one thing I think, Bill, hurt us more than anything was not having spring. When you have a new staff with Coach Fedora coming in, and Coach Fedora didn't really bring all of his guys. He brought, his line coach, and I'm forgetting his name right now. This is last year.
Yeah.
They just didn't have that time to meld as a staff and, you know, kind of see the players that you can put eyes on in the spring. That killed them. And then I just think it just wasn't really, it wasn't continuity in that coaching room. So the new staff, I think you have Grimes and Tails. They really know what they want to do. It's really one message being sent. They had the spring to work with these players. And so to me, the only question to me was how good of a coach is Coach Aranda? He can coach defense, but how good of a head coach is he? And I think I've learned in these few weeks that this guy is, forget him as a head coach. He's just a football coach. He's different in that he's a little bit more thought. He's more of a thinking man. He's very focused on what needs to be fixed and the process to get there. And I think the player sense that he's genuine, Bill, and that he's going to coach football. Being a head coach to me for Coach Aranda, I think career-wise is huge for him, but he doesn't revel in being a head coach. I think he revels in being a developer of young men and a football coach, and that's important, and that's helped this team.
Yeah. We're going to get to our can't-miss game of the week presented by TicketsForLess.com, the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12. And we will talk Texas and Baylor, 11 a.m. Central from Waco this Saturday. But I want to go back because you talked about the run game being so strong for Baylor. What makes it such a good run game in the Big 12?
Well, the first thing is up front. I mean, if you saw any of our games last year, we really struggled to stay coordinated on offense up front. Charlie Brewer was our quarterback then, who transferred, just really didn't have time. We blew assignments. It seemed like the scheme did not match the personnel. Well, this year comes in, Coach Grimes comes in, brings Coach Mateos, and you can tell the difference right away. The scheme, I think, fits the talent. And then they got a couple of transfers that were huge. Jacob Gall, the center, he's been a huge add at that center position. And he's really solidified. I think you can say he solidified that line by, because that center is very important in all these offenses because, it's important because he makes the calls. He's the leader typically, and that really helps. And then you have Grant Miller from Vanderbilt. He's a transfer in. I think he's originally from Texas, if I'm not mistaken, but that's right. And he's been a great add to this line. So you take those two guys, they're inserted now in that offensive line. You have Xavier Newman Johnson, who's a fifth year player, Connor Galvin, who's a fourth year player, Jacob Gall, who's a senior, Grant Miller's a transfer, and Gavin Byers is the young guy. Now you have five solid, what I would call power five linemen that are going to give you an opportunity. That's been the big difference.
Man, it's amazing because you look at the turnover in players and personnel with a new coaching staff. It's amazing that the offense has come together this quickly, isn't it?
It is. And the real, besides that line, then behind that, with Charlie Brewer transferring, which I really hate he transferred, but I understood. I mean, it didn't go well his last year. He felt like, okay, I'm not sure what direction they're going because they're about to change coordinators again.
Hey, let's talk about this upcoming Texas Baylor game for the weekend, but I have to take a break first, JJ, all right?
No worries.
Okay, we'll do that, and then we'll come back with our can't-miss game of the week next here on Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint, then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of fun and adventure, and we're making it easier than ever to gear up with all your favorite brands. Get to the fun faster when you order at academy.com and get free curbside pickup or buy online and pick up in-store at your nearest Academy. At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we're working hard so you can get what you need to have fun out there. Shop now.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here.
A new combo that's music to my ears, okay.
Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time.
Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
It's a new season. Get ready for more men's and women's college sports excellence. Trophies will be awarded in June to schools who take the top spot in the 2021-22 Learfield Directors' Cup. The premier award recognizes one winning institution in all competitive divisions. Follow your favorite team's progress as seasonal standings are announced at L Directors' Cup on Twitter and online at directorscup.org. The crowning achievement in college athletics.
Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Arlington. On Location is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, On Location is your go-to source for your official game day experience. Visit onlocationexp.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. onlocationexp.com/Big12Football. Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Arlington. On Location is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, On Location is your go-to source for your official game day experience. Visit onlocationexp.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. onlocationexp.com/Big12Football.
It's a new season. Get ready for more men's and women's college sports excellence. Trophies will be awarded in June to schools who take the top spot in the 2021-22 Learfield Director's Cup. The premier award recognizes one winning institution in all competitive divisions. Follow your favorite team's progress as seasonal standings are announced at L Director's Cup on Twitter and online at directorscup.org. The crowning achievement in college athletics.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of the great outdoors. And that's why we make it easier than ever for you to gear up and have fun out there. Order at academy.com and get free shipping or free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Plus, get free assembly on most bikes and grills for all the ways you love to play. Make shopping easy with Academy Sports and Outdoors. Free assembly applies to in-store purchases only. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. Visit ticketsforless.com today and find the best seats at the best prices for all of your favorite Big 12 teams and matchups, including the Big 12 Football Championship in Dallas. Tickets for Less has you covered with tickets to all of your favorite teams' games this season at all of the top venues. At Tickets for Less, you'll never pay taxes or service fees. The price you see is the price you pay. Shop now at ticketsforless.com.
We're back on Big 12 this week. Our can't-miss game of the week presented by Tickets for Less. TicketsForLess.com, the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12. Texas visits Baylor, 11 a.m. kick. The game will be on national TV on ABC. Baylor fans can listen on the radio to John Morris and JJ, who's joining us now. Always exciting, right, when Texas is on the schedule. But now, knowing all this stuff, they're going to be leaving at some point. How amped up are Bears fans going to be this weekend?
Oh man, this is the game. I mean, ever since, you know, of course we lost A&M several years ago, and Mizzou and A&M and all those teams went to the big the SEC. We don't get to play the Aggies. The Aggies and the Longhorns were Baylor's kind of, hey, they're right down the highway. A&M's down Highway 6 and UT is 90 minutes down I-35. It's a huge game. UT is the flagship University of Texas. And when our team and our players and our alumni, more so than anybody, get a chance to compete against them, it's huge. And it'll be a great environment. I just hate that it's an 11 a.m. game instead of a 6 p.m. game, because night games there in Waco off the river are usually pretty good. But it should be a really great environment, really great contest.
So having an extra week to prepare for Texas, how do the Bears slow down Bijan Robinson?
You know, that's I think every team in the conference is asking that question, right? I really, I'm not sure. I mean, this, you know, I've been looking at this team, Bill, and I've said, this team to me is probably the best one we face. And we've played Iowa State and Oklahoma State. We've played BYU. And you'll say, well, JJ, they lost to Oklahoma State and OU. They let them come back. But I think for some, it's between the ears with this team. And if they fix it between the ears, I think they can be a really good team. And I know the Arkansas game was, you know, kind of something that happened up in Fayetteville, and they'd switch quarterbacks. But I think they found they have a runner. I think they found a quarterback in Casey Thompson. I think their defense is slowly getting better. They're still working on that. Bijan Robinson is a stud. I mean, he can run it. He moves laterally very well. He sees holes and creases that are about to happen. He catches the ball out of the backfield. He has an excellent offensive coach in Sarkisian. So I think, you know, really what you do is you try to limit UT hitting you over the top, which Casey Thompson throws a very good deep ball. So you gotta limit the big play. Just make these guys run plays, and they'll still score on you. They're going to move the ball on you, and it's going to be led by Bijan Robinson. So you got to be able to deal with him getting some yards, and, you know, he's going to get a touchdown or two because they'll score. But you just got to be able to keep him from breaking the 60-yard run, the 50-yard run, and make these guys run plays.
How important – I mean, I know turnovers and playing a clean game is important every week, but – it seems like Texas is susceptible to shooting themselves in the foot. So is that a focus for Dave Aranda of really telling his team to play clean, don't give them extra downs with maybe an unnecessary penalty or something silly or a costly mistake? Is that amplified even more?
No, it is. I mean, it really is because, I mean, you know, ultimately – you know, this, our defense has played really well. You know, last week, the only bugaboo for us, and it's been a real focus of Coach Aranda, is we've had some really, really unfortunate penalties, some untimely penalties. And a lot of them have been on the defensive side. Some of them are aggression, and others are just like not smart plays. So yeah, you can't give these guys first and five. You can't have a bunch of PIs. You can't do too many face masks. You can't grab face masks even incidentally. And you got to hope that if you make them run plays, and Casey is a great quarterback playing well, but in seven games, he has five INTs. And that's what got Oklahoma State back in the game. He threw a pick six when they looked like they were about to really put pressure on Oklahoma State. So yeah, you kind of got to try to put them in a position to see if they'll help you out. Because offensively, they have a very sound offense. And I think if you can find a way to put Casey Thompson in situations where he has to make the play, that's when you have the opportunity to get a turnover or get an advantage.
Our Can't Miss Game of the Week presented by Tickets for Less. TicketsForLess.com is the website, the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12. So far, when I've been picking these Can't Miss Games of the Week, we've had some great ones, and I expect another one here. Texas, Baylor, 11 a.m. On ABC, and of course on the Baylor Radio Network with John Morris and JJ. We'll finish up with this. Is there any concerns, from the fan base with Ed Orgeron leaving LSU this year that, they may come after Dave Aranda? Are you hearing anything from Baylor fans?
Well, yeah, you are. I mean, you know, of course he addressed it in his conference, I mean, his press conference. But, you know, you're always worried because, I mean, you know, we lost Rule, and we kind of knew maybe Rule was not going to be the permanent solution. He's a great turnaround artist, did a great job at Temple, but knew that Rule probably had NFL aspirations. But Baylor, for the most part, if you think about it, we had Coach Taft here, was here for 20-something years. Then we went through what I call just kind of this period of just transition. Then we got to Coach Briles, and Briles was here for a while. I think he would have been here for a while. He's a Texas high school football coach, transitioned to going to Houston and then came here. And then we all know how that ended. And so to have Rule be a short timer, I think they're hoping at least we have some time with Coach Aranda. So there is concern, but I do believe that Coach Aranda thinks a little differently. Don't get me wrong. I think he does want to eventually probably go up the food chain a little bit. I think, and I haven't spoken with him, but I would think most coaches do. But I think he's a little different because it took him some time to get his first job. And when you get that first job, somebody takes a chance on you. He just comes across as the kind of guy that's going to pay that debt. Not that he's indebted to the university, but I think he was going to pay that off. So, there is some concern. But I do believe Baylor got its right man, and I'm hoping he sticks around for a while.
Yeah, well, you know, Scott Drew on the basketball side is stuck around a while, and then, you know, Dave Aranda may be able to brag and say they've got the best Big 12 team from Texas here in a couple of years.
That's right.
Yeah. Good way to look at it. JJ, hey, it was such a great time visiting with you. I really appreciate your insight.
Thank you, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah. Stick around. More next on Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of fun and adventure, and we're making it easier than ever to gear up with all your favorite brands. Get to the fun faster when you order at academy.com and get free curbside pickup, or buy online and pick up in-store at your nearest Academy. At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we're working hard so you can get what you need to have fun out there. Shop now.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. Visit ticketsforless.com today and find the best seats at the best prices for all of your favorite Big 12 teams and matchups, including the Big 12 Football Championship in Dallas. Tickets for Less has you covered with tickets to all of your favorite teams' games this season at all of the top venues. At Tickets for Less, you'll never pay taxes or service fees. The price you see is the price you pay. Shop now at ticketsforless.com.
This is Big 12 This Week. Hey, Madden fans, the Level Next Madden National Championship eSports Tournament is streaming now. Sponsored by Unilever, they will donate 1 million meals to Feeding America. Watch the best college Madden players compete for $100,000 by watching on Twitch. Search Level Next GG. For JJ and Stan Weber, I'm Bill Pollack. Thanks for listening. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield. Big 12 This Week has been brought to you by On Location, your go-to source for official ticket and hospitality packages for the Dr. Pepper Big 12 Football Championship. Academy Sports and Outdoors, the official sporting goods and outdoor retailer of the Big 12 Conference. Phillips 66, live to the full. And by Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Big 12 Sports Network.